14. Interesting scars. Visser crouched next to his cabin door, a loaded cocked pistol in his right hand. He waited. The young agent, Anthony Reed, had followed him. A bad sign. If he was indeed Modo, then he could assume any face and was immensely strong. His hits at the cricket games proved his strength, but Visser had seen no sign of his transformative abilities. He wasn't even sure what he should be looking for. What could the young man know about him? Nothing. Visser had left no clues about his real reasons for being on the ship. So how had one of his enemies ended up on the other side of the door? In his mind, he quickly ran through various possible outcomes of the situation. If there was conflict and Visser shot the agent, he would be easily captured and put up on charges. Perhaps before it got that far, in the certain confusion, he could swim from the ship to the African coast. No, no. A gun was too noisy in any case. It might be heard above the orchestra. And besides, he hated swimming. He'd tinkered with the falcons, but wasn't sure whether they were wound properly. Contact poison on a knife would do the job, but he hadn't prepared any poison, and what would he do with the body? He glanced over his shoulder to measure the porthole. It was far too small to push the corpse through. The cabin was a completely inconvenient place to murder anyone. Of course, Visser thought. He could murder him quietly now, then throw him overboard late in the night. He always had garrote wire in his pocket. He'd used it many times before. "Why are you crouching here like a child?" he scolded himself. "Why not just get to the root of the problem?" He went to his bed and placed the gun under the pillow, removed his jacket and rolled up his sleeves, hoping it would make him look more American. Then he opened the door and pretended to be startled at the sight of the agent. "Why, good evening, sir."
Good evening,
the young man said, straightening up, as though he'd been listening at the keyhole.
"I was just getting some fresh air and paused here for the view. Lovely night for a ball, I must say."
"Yes, it is," Visser replied. The agent was taller than he, his shoulders wider. No matter. The garrote would work, so long as he got in proper position behind him. He'd taken down men twice his size.
"I must admit I became bored. I'm not so much for waltzing." "Neither am I, I'm sorry to say.
Are you an American?" the young man asked. "You have an accent."
"Guilty as charged."
Visser searched the man's skin for clues of a facial transformation, stretch marks, wrinkles, anything that would point to his being Modo. But he seemed completely normal. Handsome, even.
"I moved there with my family when I was a boy."
"Lovely country."
"Yes, it is."
Visser had lost count of how many inane conversations he'd had with enemy agents in his lifetime. Next, they would be talking about cricket scores. The young man extended his hand.
"I don't believe we've been formally introduced. I'm Anthony Reed."
"Howdy, Anthony. I'm Albert Carpenter."
Was the howdy too much? The young man didn't react. They shook hands. Visser found the man's grip firm.
"Carpenter, is it? Do I also hear a pinch of Dutch in your accent?"
Visser was stunned. He thought he'd eliminated any sign of his accent.
"Good ears, my man. I do indeed have the slightest accent," he said. "Left over from my youth. My father's last name was Kistemaker."
"Quite the mouthful, isn't it?"
"Ha! It means cabinet maker. He believed it would be easier to fit in with the neighbors if he changed our surname to its American equivalent.
It was always good to have a story.
He'd used the name Carpenter before."
"Wise father. May I ask about your scars?"
"Scars?" Visser replied.
"Yes, on your left forearm. I apologize if I'm being too forward. I'm a doctor and am curious about such things. I don't recognize the scar pattern."
The man was observant. Visser glanced at the lines on his forearm, some new and pink, others old and white. Most were the result of training the falcons. The birds weren't always considerate enough to land on the leather guards.
"There's a mighty interesting story behind them, my friend."
He paused, opening his cabin door wider.
"Would you like a whiskey? It's a tradition when telling this tale."
"Whiskey?
How kind. But I should return to the ball. I'm supposed to be attending to my father.
Ah, your father wouldn't deny you a drink with a new friend, would he?
I insist, Mr. Reed.
The young man smiled.
Well, one, to wet the whistle, as they say.
That's very kind of you. Visser gestured, letting his guest enter the cabin first, then stepped inside and closed the door behind him.